You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audioboom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. The big trade over All-Star weekend. The Pelicans traded for DeMarcus Cousins from the Kings. After all this talk, the Kings saying we're not trading DeMarcus Cousins, we're not trading DeMarcus Cousins, we're not trading DeMarcus Cousins. The Kings traded DeMarcus Cousins, and we knew they had options to do it. Cousins is an excellent player. There's a lot of baggage that comes with him. He's moody. He gets too many technical fouls. He doesn't always treat his teammates well. He contributes to a bad culture in Sacramento, or at least contributed. The Kings can now see what they can do without him, see if they can set that right culture. But apparently one of those discussions the Kings had before making this trade with New Orleans was with the Pistons. This is from Michael Scotto of Basketball Insiders, and this is what he reported some of these rumors were coming to light over the weekend before the trade became official, before Cousins went to New Orleans officially. Scotto tweeted, quote, sources, Pistons engaged Kings on a Drummond for Cousins swap earlier this season. Kings declined offer then. Unclear if Pistons now in mix. So we're always trying to figure out more about the Pistons' plan, more about Drummond's value. I don't know how much we learned from this one. Cousins is a unique player. He's so extraordinary in a lot of ways, good and bad. There's nobody else in the league like him. Everybody has their own opinions about him. So it's just so tough to evaluate what this means, especially because whenever we get reports like these, I feel like a lot of times they're incomplete. Like, yes, I can believe the Pistons and Kings discussed a deal where Drummond and Cousins were the centerpiece. But what else was involved? What other players were in the mix? What draft picks? Who was going where? Like, a lot of times those details, which are very important in determining whether a team should or shouldn't make a trade, like, crucially important. What were they? And a lot of times those don't come out in the leaks. And that is something I'm going to get to in the second half of this podcast with another trade report. But with Drummond and Cousins, yeah, you know, there could be so many other things involved. I'll give you a big example. You hear, oh, there was a trade for a protected first round pick. Well, what are the protections? Unless you know the protections, it's almost impossible to tell whether the trade was good for either team. Sometimes there's a trade where no matter what the protections are, it's going to be good for a certain team. But most of the time, it depends on the protections. So there are all these things that come up, these small details. But it's very interesting that the Pistons would talk about trading for DeMarcus Cousins. I'm a Boogie fan. I think there's a lot of risk that comes with him. He can be destructive in the locker room. He can grind on teammates. It can be a pain to be around him every day. But he is so good. He has developed his game. He has worked at his game and developed in a way that we wish Drummond would. He's a passer. He's a shooter. He's very good with the ball in his hands face up. So much more skilled than Drummond. And better defensively when he's engaged. And that means a lot because Drummond's sometimes not engaged defensively. Drummond's probably a steadier, more consistent defender. But there's often enough times where his effort slips. And so Cousins has that higher defensive upside. You get him in a better system. You get him with Stan Van Gundy. Maybe you get more consistent defense from him. We know he can do a very good job, better than Drummond has shown at their peaks. So I would have loved to get Cousins for Drummond, but it would have been a big risk. Interestingly, I also think Drummond is more valuable than the package the Kings ended up getting. Sacramento got a protected first-round pick from the Pelicans, top three protected this year. I've not seen anything concrete on the protections for next year if it doesn't convey. The Pelicans got the 76ers second-round pick in a different trade, and they sent that to the Kings. The Kings also got Tyreke Evans, Langston Galloway, and Buddy Hield, and sent Omri Caspi to New Orleans. Part of the trick of this, though, is it seems like the Kings are pretty high on Buddy Hield. I think the Kings want to believe that they're middle of the road on Buddy Hield, that they view him similarly to everybody else. He was just the number six pick in the draft. But I think my perception is that they are higher on Buddy Hield than most teams, maybe than any team. But I definitely think more than most teams. They seem to be very high on him into the draft. He went number 6. They had the number 8 pick. They ended up trading down. So maybe the Pistons' offer of Andre Drummond, if that was a real offer, maybe that wasn't quite enough for the Kings, even though I think that's the better offer. The other tricky part about Cousins for Drummond is Cousins' agent made it clear. Like, he went on the record publicly with Mark Stein and said, any team that Boogie gets traded to, he probably won't re-sign in 2018. And the way the salary cap math works, because he's on that old TV contract money, there's no way a contract extension would work. That's implausible. So you're going to have to take him to 2018 unrestricted free agency and hope you can re-sign him. You're not going to have the benefit of the designated veteran player because he's getting traded. And so that's why they wanted to keep him in Sacramento. Because the Kings, as of a few weeks ago, seemed set to offer him the veteran designated player extension. It would have been 35% of the cap starting instead of the typical 30% for Cousins experience. Almost $30 million more over this next contract. But only the Kings could offer it because they were the team that drafted him and he didn't get traded during his first 4 seasons. So Cousins, it seems, wanted to stay in Sacramento to get that contract. It really seems like a lot of teams were told, don't trade for him, he won't re-sign. I think that's mostly a bluff. I think once he got traded, he's going to be more open to re-signing because it'd still be more money if he re-signs in New Orleans. Still would be more money if the Pistons would have traded him if he re-signed in Detroit. It just won't be as much more money. It's going to depend on how the next couple years go, the year and a half, what his experience is. But I hope the Pistons weren't scared away by that bluff. I think they've been a little gun-shy about free agents, feeling like Detroit's not a marquee market. And I get that a little bit. But I hope the Pistons weren't too gun-shy about that. Because it really seems Cousins' agent was telling that to every team. Well, he's got to sign somewhere. He's got to sign somewhere. And the Pistons they're kind of stale. You get this big talent upgrade. I think it would have been very interesting. I would have been in favor of it. We don't know exactly how close it got, but it does seem like there was some type of talks around DeMarcus Cousins and Andre Drummond. On to the next big Pistons trade, quote-unquote, rumor. It seems like there was some talk, according to Mark Stein, again, of ESPN, who's very credible, of the Pistons trading Reggie Jackson to the Magic for DJ Augustine and Jeff Green. All right, let's start here. That would be an absolutely terrible trade for the Pistons. Reggie Jackson is more talented than Augustine. He's younger than Augustine. Jeff Green is almost inconsequential now. He's just not finding ways to make an impact with the talent he has, but to a larger extreme. This has always been Jeff Green's MO, to be talented, but just kind of float and not really make himself felt on the court in a meaningful way. That's even more so true now, and maybe his talent has slipped a little bit too on top of it. So even less upside that, like, yes, this is finally going to be when the light turns on for Jeff Green. So that's the starting point. The second thing is this trade doesn't even work financially. For it to work, the Pistons would have to send more. Lopsided trade in favor of the Magic, and now the Pistons, by rule, have to send more. The Pistons don't have negative contracts. They don't have, like, an Omer Sheik that they could pop in there and even it out and even the salary. They'd be sending another positive asset. So, no, I don't think that it ever got close. And look, at all Mark Stein said was there have been discussions. He was upfront about there have been discussions, and you know what Stan Van Gundy thinks about that. Of course there have been discussions. There's discussions about every player. It might just be one team saying, what do you think of this? And the other team saying, no, boom, that's a discussion. There are always discussions. But I would not be surprised if there were more meaningful discussions about a trade based around this, where Reggie Jackson for DJ Augustine was a central part of the framework. A lot more would have to go into it. The Pistons would have to get more from Orlando. But there might be some logic to that. DJ Augustine, of course, already played for Van Gundy. He was here in Detroit. Augustine might make the Pistons better right now. Just because of fit, comfort with Van Gundy's system, the other players' comfort with him, maybe not as much resentment, anything directed at Reggie Jackson. So this might be an immediate upgrade. You get Reggie Jackson's salary off the books. You have Augustine in it. And then you go and you try and upgrade at point guard later. But you have to get more. You have to get more. You have to get a draft pick. You have to get a young player. I'm not interested in Mario Hezonja. I don't think he's very good. I wasn't super high on him coming into the draft. He's been such a disappointment. He's young. He might have a little value, but not enough. I wouldn't do Hezonja in that trade if it worked financially. I guess the Pistons could throw in Aaron Baines, who wouldn't necessarily be a huge deal to make that work. Something like that. But just ignoring what the Pistons would have to add, sort of where I come down. If the Magic put in their unprotected first-round pick, yeah, I'd do it. If they put in the late first-rounder they got from the Raptors in the Serge Ibaka trade, no, I wouldn't. That's sort of where the line is. And then you got to figure out the salary. So you can't just say, like, yes, this is the trade, because that wouldn't work. So once the Pistons add another player, you have to refigure the pick and everything else that goes along with it. So, yeah, there might be some validity to that discussion in the overall sense, but I would not worry about the Pistons trading Reggie Jackson for DJ Augustine and Jeff Green, even if it worked financially. Such a terrible trade for the Pistons. I don't think they're that dumb. I want to give them that benefit of the doubt. I've learned you can't always look at a trade offer and go, no, that doesn't make sense because this team would never do it. Sometimes teams make dumb trades. We just saw what the Kings did. Really bad trade, I think, for the Kings. I'd like to believe the Pistons wouldn't do something like that. We'll have a better picture of what the Pistons are doing in the next couple days. Trade deadline is Thursday. No games this week. We're going to be hitting it hard with trade talk. We're here Monday through Friday. Every Monday through Friday throughout the season. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.